Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. B'siyata d'shmaya, we are on our ninth shir in the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Baruch Hashem, we have seen niflos, pashut niflos. Rabbi said, "What can I tell you?" B'chesed Hashem aleinu. In the previous shir, we saw that the reason you can't be over on the Gimel Averis is misvara. We have the svara of Rotzeach, Maidach Maichazis. Was your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. Gilai Arayis is derived from Motzeach. And the Memel, it's also a Svara, either because of the Begam or the Etzem Amaisas. It's a Svara that one shouldn't do such a dastardly thing, and even to save one's life. And then even it could be Avodah Zarah is also a Svara, not because of the Chomer Avera. So Gezel, there's a day that Gezel is Yehar Gval Yavor, not because of the Chomer Avera, but because you can't. The Svara tells you, you have no right to make your friend lose money, even to save your own life. And Avodah Zarah is a Gilui in the Chashivus, how much you have to love God. And Memelo, the Svara says, you have to give up your life. So that's Tamsis, Shevet Tamsis, Rabbi say. And I hope, you know, it's not for me to say, but I hope that you heard some of the other Shirim, which will give you a greater understanding, but I'm so grateful that you're here now. So thank you so much. So now we're moving on. Again, this is all based on the Torah Reina Rabbeinu. Now we'd like to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael doesn't go with the Rabbanan. And he says in two places. We have Masechet Sanhedrin 74a. Rabbi Yishmael, minayin shimamru l'aladam avodah v'dizara v'atarag minayin shi'abed v'ayah harig tablon v'chay v'am shaliyam usbam. And if somebody is offered the possibility of the option of either serving idols or dying, he should serve the idol and he shouldn't die. You hear that? He should serve the idol and he shouldn't die. But he says v'chay v'am v'lo shaliyam usbam. I might think even b'farhesia Talmud Lomar, says the Gemara, so this is a chil Hashem if it's done in public. That's the Ersh Dizach. That's the one makor. And then we have another makor in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Bedaf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. There we have Rava, who says that Hakol Bechlal Losa Avdeim, everything's included in don't serve idols. So Kishapar Lecha Kasa V'Chay Ben Belot Sheyomus Behem Yotze Enes. And when the pasuk specified V'Chay Behem Belot Sheyomus Behem, so this excludes Ones. Bray Kasa V'Rachmana Los Chalu Hashem Kachi Tafilu B'Enes. Aye, it includes onus. That you have to, you're not allowed to serve idols even in a case of onus, no matter what. So the Gemara says, Haketzer ha-Betzina ha-Befrahesia. The Betzina, yes, that's excluded. You have to live rather than die. You have to serve the idol rather than die. And then you have the farhesia, one should die. That's the losachalu shem kachi, the farhesia, one should die. And that's Rava. As achshav, anachotim lasbir at shitat Rabbi Yishmael. Shebevadai, gam Rabbi Yishmael, yesh svara, shel Rotzeach. Rabbi Yishmael also holds to the Svara of Rotzeach. Because we just quoted Rava. Rava was the one who has that Svara. So why is Rava being Soser himself? Rava here talks only about Avodah Zarah. Rava also holds to the Svara. Rabbi Yishmael also holds to the Svara of Maichazis Tadam Yidach Sumak Tfei. Who says, your blood is redder. Maybe his blood is redder. And then that's equated to Gilai Arayis, where there's also Yehari Bal Yavar. And also Avodah Zarah, which is also Yehareg Bal Yavar. All of them is Svara. And Rabbi Yishmael doesn't dispute the Svara. That's the Svara that we spoke about in the previous shir. Achein ledato, v'chai bem havale al kol gavni. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the v'chai behem is talking about all cases. You always have to live. Yes, there's a Svara to die for the three cardinal sins. But v'chai behem tells you, v'chol gavni, you should live. In all instances, you should remain alive. Ubal kol chacha, ika b'zeh heter de pikuach nefesh. So it must be there's a heter of pikuach nefesh in all of these cases. Like we see in the Lashon of the Gemara that we just read in Avodah Zarah and Daphne and Dalit. Everything is included in Losa Avdeim. And then we have the Prat of Chai Bem, Losha and Yamus Bem. Yatza Oines. In other words, Yeshkan Hafka'ach Chiyuvit B'chol Gavni. We have an active Hafka'ah in all instances. In other words, we have Hafka'ah saying that you're allowed to serve the idols in all instances, if not for Chil Hashem. If not for Chil Hashem. But Yatza Oines. In other words, we have Hafka'ah here that if a person is anos, then he has to stay alive. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'chai behem b'lo shiyonos behem. So that's motzi onis. So onis is now excluded. Avo mikol makom ha-svara v'ayalfuse al ze kayamim. The kanal ha-svara mitzad atzma yish makom. However, the svara still has a place. You know, just because you have a yalfusa, you have a limit from the pasuk to stay alive no matter what. Even if it's avodah zarah, you still have to stay alive, b'seder there. But that doesn't mean there's not a svara to die. There's also a svara of yiharig v'yavor. Sai by gilei arayos, sai by shvichus damim, sai by avodah zarah, like we learned in the previous shir. And Rabbi Yishmael does not dispute that. And it's also mashma, he just has the v'chai behem that overrides that. But that doesn't mean that there's no svara. There is a svara. And it's also mashma like that from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we mentioned in Daf Ayin Dalid, that it says, Minayin shim amrulo la'adam Avodah Zarah v'al tehoreg, Minayin shiyavod v'al yehoreg, Tamad loymar v'chai behem v'lo shiyamus behem. So you see that one has to live and not die. I might think before Hesi, you know, but those chalu ashem kachi. So here, v're'ein anidon b'chol mitzvot, el rak l'gabei avodah zarah, yidarshinu b'chol nafshecha, u'ma ma'isim yivachai behem, u'v'ze kulei alma modu, v'ikaro b'krodah b'chol nafshecha hu. Notice, what's he bringing in the pasuk of v'chai behem? Everybody agrees to the v'chai behem. The only debate is about b'chol nafshecha. What does b'chol nafshecha require? So why does he bring in the v'chai behem, which is not disputed, it's indisputable. That v'chai behem, or it's not disputed, it can't be disputed, but it's not disputed. Everyone agrees v'chai behem. The issue is the v'chol nafshecha, so what's he talking about v'chai behem? As l'fit v'reinu, Rabbi Yishmael lo polig al ikar yafusa. Rabbi Yishmael agrees with the ikar yafusa of v'chol nafshecha. And we'll get to the nafgamina. Just l'gabe ha'lemayse l'chai v'hariga kamer shezei yafshar. But he says, זה לא יכול להיות. לגבי הריג הזה אי אפשר. שהכל היו בכלל, וגם עבוד הזור היוצא בכלל זה. So, you have to live. You have to live for all the mitzvahs. You're not supposed to die for any of the mitzvahs. Like Rava says, הכל היו בכלל לא סבתם. All cases of idol worship were included in the prohibition of you shall not bow down to them, nor shall you serve them, including the cases of worship under duress. So akol hayu b'chla, that would include it, but then you have the v'chai behem to be mafkia from that. But he agrees that you're not allowed to serve in principle. He agrees that you're not allowed to serve avodah zarah. Just the lemaisa is that you have to stay alive because of the v'chai behem. And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is l'shitas harishainim. Right? In other words, but Lamaisa, he says v'chai b'hem, even though in theory one should die for avodah zara, but the v'chai b'hem tells you not to. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is l'shitas harishonim shebishar averos eino rashoi lahachmir al atzmo v'leharik. According to the Rishonim, right, we have a sheet in the Rishonim we've discussed in the past, that by other averis, you are not allowed, besides the three cardinal sins, you are not allowed to be machran yourself and be killed rather than transgress. Rambam, Perikei, Lachadalet, Nach, Veod. Shtibahanu, Gamle Rabbi Yishmael, Heter, Mia, Ika, Mitzada, Svore. So even if you're not allowed to be machran yourself on other mitzvahs, but on the three cardinal sins, Rabbi Yishmael agrees, that you have a heter mitzad asvar, that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is that according to Rabbi Yishmael, since mitzad asvare, you have to die rather than transgress the three cardinal sins, in principle, even though the maisa we have the v'chaibahem, but in principle the svar applies for each of the sins. Therefore, even if you hold that you're not allowed to be machmeran yourself for the other averis, for this avera you're allowed to be machmeran yourself and die rather than transgress. And now we understand, we can answer the kasha that we asked in a previous shir. How does Rabba say in Avodah Zarah 54a like Rabbi Yishmael? Now there's this vort of Rabba in Avodah Zarah 54a is a Rabbi Yishmael, dikavort, even the name of the chapter is Rabbi Yishmael. Elam ha-Rabba b'ha-kol ha-i b'cha alosa avdeim, u'kishparat l'cha ha-kasu v'chai b'em lo shemus b'em yatsa einis. So here he's saying that Betzina, you're allowed to be Obed Avodah Zarah. Betzina, you're allowed to be Obed Avodah Zarah. And that's a Rabbi Yishmael Dikavort, like we have in Sanhedrin, I'm a Rabbi Yishmael. If you're told to be Obed Avodah Zarah, you should do it rather than die, just be Frehesia not. So Rabbi parallels Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi himself says the Svar of Maichazis. So he says the Surah that one should die rather than take someone else's life. So why does he say here that only the Gabeli only is talking about Avodah Zarah? Only Rabbi Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yishmael says, Rabbi Yishmael says to live rather than transgress Avodah Zarah and all Averis as well. Rabbi Yishmael holds across the board, you have to, and Rabbi seemingly also in Avodah Zarah. Across the board, you have to live rather than transgress unless the Chil Hashem. Let's be Farhesia. But otherwise, you have to live. So how does Rava, who says the svar of my chazis, what right do you have to take someone else's life? Who says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. How does that self-same Rava come along and say that only by Avodah Zarah one has to give up one's life only if it's Bifrahesia? Ma pitom. Only if there's a chil Hashem. Ma pitom. You yourself say by Ritzicha of my chazis. So the answer is, even though according to Rabbi Yishmael, and Rav in his footsteps, there's no din leharig, and there's a heter of pikuach nefesh. However, one may be machmir by ritzicha because of the svar of maichazis. And that's what Rav tells him in Sanhedrin to be machmir. And that's what we have in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Maseches Sanhedrin, that find out Amud Beis, on the next Amud, that Rav says, Goy, to Amar Leila HaYisrael, that's in the Kisveyad and the Tfus Fil Netziz Akum, the censor text. But in the old text it says, Goy darmalei lahay Yisroel k'tol asfasta b'shapsa v'shadi l'chevesa v'lo k'tonu lach liktov l'liktov l'shadi l'na'a liktov l'liktov my time l'abui milsa kaboy. So, I'm sorry, sweet friends. That was the wrong Rava. But rather, what it says in the Gemara, anayin dalad amad aleph, that somebody came before here, it says Rabba, but in Yuma it says Rava. And he says, Mara dura zirkata lepanya, either kill or be killed. And he said back, so my chaz is the dami dach sumak tfei, who says your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. So there's Rava has this svara of my chazis. So how can he say that only by Avodah Zarah, even by Avodah Zarah, he lets you live? In other words, he's following Shittas Rabbi Yishmael. The answer is, to be machmir. A person wants to be machmir on himself. Then he's allowed to in the major three, because there is a svara. So that's the nafkamina. So the maisa, one doesn't have to give one's life according to Rabbi Shmuel for any mitzvah, unless it's a chilul Hashem, unless it's b'far hesia, then he has to give up his life for Avodah Zarah. But since we have a svara by the major three, as we saw in the previous year, so maybe even Rabbi Shmuel would agree in principle that even if you hold that you're not allowed to be machmir by the to die for the other mitzvahs rather than give up your life. But here we would say that one is allowed to be machmir because there is a svara to give up one's life rather than be over on the Gimel Averus. My Rabbeisai, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we have concluded our discussion for this shiur. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, in the next shiur, Tefasu, we have a lot more to talk about. A lot more exciting Torah to discuss. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo, we will continue next time. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.